Welcome to your Nike Plus Run Club Free Run Motion Flyknit Trial Run. I'm Coach Julia Lucas, NRC's head coach in New York City. Every runner knows that shoes are more than just gear. It takes time to get to know your shoes, how they feel, how they move. New shoes mean a new experience. This trial track is designed to help you make the most of your first time in your new Nike Free Run Motion Flyknits. One of the core truths of the Nike Plus Run Club is that every run has a purpose. Speed runs, long runs, recovery runs, they're all different. They're all necessary parts of a good training plan because they all make us better in different ways. That's why we believe that every shoe has a purpose too. And that especially applies to your new Nike Free Run Motion Flyknits. The experience you're going to have in these is unlike any other. Today, I'll be leading you through an introduction to NRC's Hit and Run workout. That's where high-intensity training meets running. This training is designed to help you become a stronger, fitter, more agile athlete. It calls for a variety of movements that are going to show off the adaptive fit and dynamic flexibility of the Nike Free Run Motion Flyknit. Before the workout, we'll warm up and stretch, and I'll be pointing out the shoe's features along the way. You should be dressed and ready to run, with your Nike Plus running app ready to go. If you don't have the app, hit pause and download it now. You just stepped into a whole new kind of free. This is not only the most natural ride we've ever created, it's been upgraded with a new dual density foam. It's more comfortable and cushioned than ever before. The auxetic TriStar pattern you can see on the bottom of the shoe, it's a bit of technical wizardry that allows the midsole to expand multi-directionally with every step. So the shoe moves with your foot. It's a revolution in motion. To top it off, the breathable Flyknit upper is strong while light and supportive while flexible. The nearly seamless construction, along with a sock-like 360-degree ankle collar, creates a fit that moves flawlessly with your foot. And within the Flyknit weave, hidden layers of color shine through when the shoe is in action. All right, let's get running. We'll get warmed up with a 3-minute jog. Keep it light and easy. This is just to get the blood flowing. You can start now. We all fall down. You should be able to breathe naturally and even have a conversation at this pace. Another couple minutes will do it.
See if I can give you better. Even when I'm full and gone, j'avais pas hier.
Okay, you can slow down. Now that you're warmed up, find a spot where you can comfortably start to stretch. It's important to take the time to stretch before any workout, but especially before going into a more intensive workout like the hit and run. When we stretch each of our major muscle groups before we run, it helps to activate them, to prepare them for the workout to come. This way, you'll uncover your biggest, strongest, most natural stride on the run. The stretches I'm going to lead you through now are great to do before and after a workout. Let's start our first stretch by balancing on your right leg. Lift your left knee up and get your balance first. If you have a little wobble, that's good. Those are your stability muscles waking up. Get steady, then use both hands to pull your knee in towards your chest. Excellent. Then drop your leg, shake it out, and move on to the other side. Balance first, then pull your knee in to stretch. Don't force the stretch. Just wait till you feel some tension in your high hamstring at the back of your thigh. Then pause a couple seconds and gently release. Repeat that stretch on each leg 3 to 4 times. While you're stretching, look down at your feet for a sec. Notice how the heel of your shoe is rounded, a lot like your own natural heel. This anatomical design encourages a more organic stride. All right, next stretch. Stand upright with your feet shoulder-width apart. Extend your right leg out about a foot or so in front of you. With your heel on the ground and your toes pulled up, lean from the hips in a controlled and balanced manner. Push your booty back while you reach your hands forward all the way to your toes. Be sure to keep your eyes looking straight ahead so your back stays straight. You'll feel this stretch in the low hamstring all the way down to your calf. Hold it for a couple seconds and come up slowly and shake it out. Now move on to your other leg. Heel out, toe up, reach forward for your toe, pause, and then come out of it. Repeat that on each leg 3 to 4 times. Okay, one last stretch. This one's for your quads. Balancing on your right leg, kick your left leg back behind you and grab your ankle. Get your balance again, and make sure your knee is pointed straight down to the ground. This is going to stretch the front of your thigh, your quadriceps. To deepen the stretch, you can pull the ankle up gently and hold for a few seconds before you release and shake it out again. And then move on to the other leg. Repeat this 3 to 4 times with each leg. All right, you can go back to any of those stretches if you want to spend more time on them, or you can add in any of your own. Listen to your body talking to you. Whatever feels tight, stretch it. Okay, time to get this hit and run started. We're gonna start off with some A-skips, a simple form drill that'll help you uncover your strongest, fastest, most natural running stride. Keep in mind that for every move we do today, form is most important. If you need extra time on any exercise, that's okay. In fact, that's great. I love when my athletes want to get it right. Just hit pause and spend some extra time working on your technique. You set the pace. All right, let's do it. Start by standing strong and tall. Strong in the core, tall from the top of your head. An A-skip focuses on two parts. One, developing light through knee drive, and two, generating power through foot-ground contact. It sounds intense, I know, but it's really just skipping. A little stronger, a little more precise. Stay on your toes the whole time. All right, first, go ahead and start by skipping in place. We're gonna get the movement down first. Get your rhythm. Great. Now make it a little more powerful off the ground. Stay on your toes, listen to the sound of your feet, make it tight, make it clean, make it sound strong. Beautiful. Pop off the ground. That's the sound of power. Excellent, now rest. But not much rest, we're gonna do that again. Same thing, A-skips. But this time, I want you to focus on driving your knees up high. This is about developing flight. Okay, let's go. Excellent, get the rhythm, get the power. Now bring those knees up. Bring them higher. Drive your knees up higher than you think they should go. Stay on your toes. Stay loose. Keep the bounce. Stay tight off the ground and pop off those knees. Nice. Rest. Okay, one more time, but this time I want you to concentrate on your arms. Strong, active arms can really help when your legs start to tire, so put them to work. Okay, ready? And go. A skip. Nice. Get your rhythm. Listen to the sound of your power off the ground. Bring those knees high. And now drive those arms. Really push them. Nail back your elbows. You feel strong. You're powerful. Beautiful. And rest. Excellent. Do you see how this drill, the A-skip, is an exaggeration of your running stride? Working on this helps you find power and flight in your own individual running stride. Okay, now we're going to put this drill in motion. I want you to do exactly what you've been doing, but this time I want you to move forward. Push off your toes, bring your knees up high, stay strong, and stay tight, stay tall. A-skips for 20 seconds. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Awesome. You are waking up your stride. I want you to walk back to where you started, and while you're recovering, I want you to be thinking about whether you were checking all those boxes. Arms strong, knees high, feet powerful, stay in your toes. I know it's a lot to think about. You're doing amazing. You're going to get another chance to try it all out. Okay, one more time. A skips for 20 seconds. This time, I want you to really pay attention to your foot strike. Listen for it. Listen for the responsiveness created by the auxetic pattern. It allows for a natural, powerful toe off. Embrace it. All right, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Let me hear that pop off the ground. Make it strong. Make it yours. Make it pop. Amazing. Recover and walk back. With A-skips checked off, next we're going to do some strides. Strides are just short, fast runs with a concentration on form. So I want you to find a clear path long enough to run for 15 fast seconds. Each of these strides, these short, fast runs, is going to be a buildup. The first few steps will be slower, longer, and more relaxed. Then you'll wind it up to your quickest, fastest, strongest steps by halfway, and then you'll ease back out of it. This way, by working into it and out of it, you'll naturally let your body open up into your best stride. Now, during this first stride, I want you to be thinking about those A-skips and how powerful they were. Powerful arms, powerful legs, powerful feet. And I want you to channel that word during this stride. I want you to run powerfully for 15 seconds. Don't think about pace or speed, think power. The pace and speed will come. Show it to me in 10 seconds. Three, two, one, power. Very good. Let's recover as we walk back to the starting spot, because we're going to do one more just like that. 15 seconds where we start slow, then we wind it up to big arms, high knees, fast feet, and then we ease back out of it. 30 more seconds of recovery. Ready in 10 seconds. Three, two, one, go. Great job. slow it down to recover for 30 seconds and walk back to the start line before we move on to our next exercise. And as you walk back, are you noticing how engaged your foot is? The Nike Freerun Motion Flyknit is your foot function at its best. Your toes aren't crammed into a rigid toe box. They're being called on to flex and move. It's a great way to maximize training session because you aren't just giving your powerful legs and arms a good workout. Your feet are working just as hard. All right, next up, we got lunges. Today, we're going to be doing a slight twist on the classic lunge. We're going to be doing them backwards. We do them backwards because it makes for a safer exercise, makes it less likely you'll put too much stress on your knees. To start, I want you standing up strong and tall. Strong in the core, tall and loose from head to toe. Now take a big, controlled step backwards with your right leg. Your right knee should bend until it's just about an inch above the ground, not quite touching. As your left knee bends, I want you to make sure that your knee is in line with your ankle, just above it. This will keep the stress off your knee. Okay, now lunge deep, pause to feel the work, then in one strong, controlled movement, step forward, back to standing, and drive your right knee up to waist level. Good, and relax. Got it? The first one can be a little shaky, that's okay. That's your body learning. Any wobbliness in your body now is weaknesses that will become strong. Okay, other leg. Go ahead and extend your left leg back. Just like before, your left knee will be just about an inch above the ground. Your right leg will bend and you'll keep your knee and ankle in line. Lunge deep, feel the strain, and then in one big movement, come back up and drive forward with your left knee. Beautiful. Now stand and relax, shake it out. I want you to repeat these lunges 5 more times on each leg. When you're working on these lunges, your feet are working really hard to keep you balanced. How does the shoe's cushioning feel underfoot? I mentioned earlier that we developed a new foam for this shoe. Don't worry, the signature durability and all-day comfort hasn't changed, but the performance has in a big way. We're really excited about the level of cushioning we've been able to achieve, which will help runners go even farther with Nike Free. And you get this freedom without compromise thanks to the dynamic expansion and contraction of the midsole. It's the amazing combo of cushioning and natural feel that makes the Nike Freerun Motion Flyknit an irreplaceable training shoe. All right, once you're done, shake out your legs. We're gonna end this hit and run with a little more running. But this time, it's just gonna be an easy 2-minute jog. Your legs just worked hard for you, and taking them through a cool down will help you begin your recovery process and feel much better tomorrow. Think of it as your 2-minute victory lap. Every day we train, we have one simple goal: get closer to the best version of ourselves. Every day we ask ourselves, did we do it? Are we better? Today, the answer is yes. You did some A-skips for form and some backwards lunges for strength. Both exercises work on a number of areas that help make you a better athlete and in turn a better runner. We did some strides and learned how we think affects how we feel. Just remember that every run has a purpose. Every stretch and every drill has a purpose, and every shoe has a purpose too. Hopefully, you felt the Nike Freerun Motion Flyknit achieved its purpose by helping you achieve yours. Next time you want to mix things up in your training, try out the NRC Hit and Run playlist on Spotify. And we're always here for you if you have any questions at all about your shoes or running in general. Just visit nike.com/NRC to live chat with one of our running experts. As a Nike Plus Run Club runner, you have access to all of the coaching, tips, product advice, and support Nike has to offer. When you come run with us, you never run alone. This is Coach Julia Lucas from Nike Plus Run Club, New York City. Thanks for working out with me. I'll see you out there next time.